Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. God is so good, wonderful, grateful. Oh, we just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on today. Hallelujah. We're starting this new month with God on our side for sure. We are giving God the glory daily. We will thank Him for everything that He has done because He is so good to us. He is so good to us, and we have nothing to complain about. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're thinking that you're going through or have gone through or will go through, God is still more than enough. God is still able to do everything that He has promised to do in His word. God is faithful. God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. God prepares us for everything to come when we allow Him to. When we yield to God, when we let go and give everything to God and totally allow Him to guide us and guard us and keep us safe and give us wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual understanding, God will show us everything that is needed. God will give us the agenda that we need when we need it. When we start our day off, Lord, what am I supposed to do on today? Lord, help me through this day. These are what I'm thinking about doing on today, Lord. If any of these things are not your will, please remove it, pull it, pluck it out, yank it out, snatch it out, and remove it immediately so that I will not fall into a trap by doing the things that I wanted to do. We should only want to do what God wants us to do His way, and that's all. When we live as a Christian, a churchgoer, and a person who sits in a pew all the time, we're not really going to know exactly what God wants us to do because we don't have a relationship with God. That's just a one time or two times a week type of a Christian or type of a person. We need to know God fully. We need to have a better relationship, God. We need to seek God while He may be found. Seek Him every day, all day long. Talk to God. Talk to the Holy Spirit so that you will have that intimate relationship and you're not just going to go to God like a Santa Claus. Go to God like He's just a genie. God is our Father, and we should want to have a better relationship with God. Things in this world are going to become worse. Technology is not going to be able to help us. The natural government is not going to be able to help us. Things are going to, you know, just start to destroy and crumble and just get worse. But we have to have a better relationship with God in order to make it, because otherwise you're going to be fearful. You're going to, oh my God, you're going to panic. You're going to have anxiety. Things are going to get worse. But when you have God, when you are a child of God, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. You don't have to worry about fear because you don't have fear. When these things come, you know how to handle them because the kingdom of God is within you. We will understand how powerful the kingdom is within us as we prepare for what's to come with the help of the Holy Spirit. God will give us the illumination, the revelation, the enlightenment, the empowerment through everything that we need and everything that we're about to face when we surrender to God and give it all over to God. We are not obligated to be fearful of the future, no matter what the reports of this world are saying, because we are prepared supernaturally to handle whatever happens, whatever comes, whatever what may. The Holy Spirit will help us. The kingdom of God is within us. So we must be on top of everything. We must know that we have power and we can operate in supernatural kingdom power. So as long as things come, and they will, as long as the days go on, and it will, God is with us. Remember, nothing is too hard for God. Stay with God. Get close to God as close as you can so that you will be prepared for everything that is about to happen. And trust me, it is on its way. God is so good and faithful. Continue to give Him the grace, the glory, the honor, the praise that is due Him, and He will see you through everything that is to come. Hallelujah. God be with us and bless us and touch us and strengthen us. Till next time. Blessings. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.